New Mideast ceasefire plan.
It would take effect tomorrow morning.
California chase and shootout. Hostages in the crossfire.
They were petrified. They were just so scared.
Immigration bill resistance.
Republicans want to speed up deportations. Democrats want to put on the brakes.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there are new hopes for a lasting ceasefire in the Middle East, even though a brief lull in the hostilities was apparently violated. Let's go live to Jerusalem and CBS's Robert Berger.
Foreign reports say that a ceasefire in Gaza is in the works and that it would go into effect at 6 a.m. local time tomorrow. The Israeli government is studying the proposal negotiated in Cairo while there has been no response from Hamas. This comes after a temporary pause in the fighting today. CBS's Holly Williams is in Gaza with more on that.
The brief humanitarian ceasefire today allowed Palestinians to leave their homes in safety. After avoiding the streets during 10 days of airstrikes, they crowded into markets and banks. Hetam Al-Fatayaji is a mother of seven. I don't know anything about politics, she told us, but I wish the ceasefire would last longer. It's difficult to feed my children with this war going on.
Here at home, violence in Stockton, California. Three people are dead after a bank robbery and wild chase.
There were three guys, had three guns and three hostages. And they had the guns to the hostages' heads.
What followed was a 45-minute chase and scary shootout. Police Chief Eric Jones says along the way, two of the hostages were tossed out of the vehicle.
14 patrol cars being riddled with bullets shows a definite attempt to kill the police officers.
When it was over, two of the suspects were dead, along with a hostage, a woman who was a bank customer. There's growing congressional opposition to an immigration spending bill pushed by the White House. Republicans like John McCain say it's too costly and has to speed up returns to Central America.
Nothing is going to improve until the plane loads of children return to the country that they left. Then they'll stop coming to the United States.
Some Democrats like New Jersey's Bob Menendez say moving faster may only imperil lives.
There are a universe of children who were facing a gang who said to them, either join us or die, that will have a credible case, and we can't undermine their ability to make that case.
CBS's Manuel Bojorquez has one of those stories of threats, violence, and uncertainty.
16-year-old Raul told us he gets daily threats from the gangs that rule the streets across most of this country.
You feel like your life is in danger. A couple of days ago, they already killed two or three guys that are my age.
Raul once knew a better life. His father, who was living in the U.S. on a temporary visa, brought him and his family to St. Paul, Minnesota illegally. When the visa ran out in 2012, the family was deported. Raul's father opened a small shop with the money he brought back from the United States. That made him a target for extortion by gangs. He feared for his family and arranged for Raul to make a run for the U.S.
He knew that if I make it, it's going to be 1,000 times better than to me to stay here.
He became one of thousands of minors to flee El Salvador in the last 9 months. He only got as far as Mexico.
I started to cry. My dream was to get to the U.S.
2 weeks after his return, the gang threats against his family worsened.
Suddenly, we just find my dad dead.
He found his father, shot and left in a field.
I wake up every morning and hope that it's not going to be my last day.
Now at 16, he is the man of the house and must support his mother and sister. Manuel Bojorquez, CBS News, San Salvador, El Salvador.
Bolivia is a step closer to allowing employers to hire workers as young as 10 years old. The nation's Congress has approved it. It still needs a presidential signature. Bolivia's legal working age now is 14. General Motors CEO Mary Barra returns to Capitol Hill this morning along with the automaker's top lawyer. Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill says lawmakers want more answers about GM's handling of the ignition switch defect blamed for at least 13 deaths.
The more I get into the facts of this, the more I realize how serious this problem is.
The Justice Department's expanded its investigation into the IRS and its targeting of conservative groups to include the disappearance of emails from former official Lois Lerner. Lerner has not cooperated with Congress. Russia's stock market sank today on the heels of new U.S. sanctions over Ukraine. President Putin said the measures will damage relations and hurt some U.S. firms. White House correspondent Peter Mayer joins us.
Well, Steve, the sanctions are aimed at sending Moscow a message that so far has not gotten through.
Its actions in Ukraine have consequences.
President Obama announced the latest penalties on Russian banks, large energy companies, and parts of the defense industry.
These sanctions are significant, but they are also targeted, designed to have the maximum impact on Russia while limiting any spillover effects on American companies or those of our allies.
Now, new European sanctions on Russia are weaker than the latest U.S. moves. The U.S. and allies, though, Steve, are discussing further actions.
Well, in Afghanistan, four militants were killed in an attack on the airport in Kabul during a gun battle with security. It's set up in two buildings to try to fire rockets at aircraft. Now to central Washington state, where residents of around 860 homes near a national forest have been told to leave because of a wind-driven wildfire. Karen Dunlap and her family packed up.
We're hoping they'll get their stuff loaded up pretty quick, and we'll make our way out.
The fire has burned 2 square miles. There's a new look at the changing, multi-generational American household. We're live with CBS's Heather Bosch.
The number of Americans living in multi-generational homes has hit a record 57 million people. That's just over 18% of the population. Pew researchers say in the past, it was usually aging parents who moved in with their adult kids. For the first time, they found more young adults living with their parents.
Of 25 to 34-year-olds, almost one out of four are living in a multi-generational family household.
Pew senior economist Richard Fry says it's evidence young Americans are still struggling financially post-recession.
High energy blues performer Johnny Winter has died at 70 at a hotel in Zurich, Switzerland. The cause is not clear. He'd been in the midst of a long tour with a new album planned for the fall. There's an effort in Congress to stop it, but Washington, D.C. has gone ahead with a plan to ease marijuana laws. WTOP Radio's Andrew Mollenbeck.
Instead of arrests and criminal records, small amounts of marijuana now lead to a fine.
You will be fined $25 if you're caught with an ounce of marijuana or less.
Councilmember Tommy Wells pushed the new law in large part because of racial disparities among those arrested. This doesn't mean pot smoking is now legal in D.C.
You still are not allowed to smoke marijuana in public.
Andrew Mollenbeck for CBS News, Washington.
At tryouts held by the NFL's New Orleans Saints, a 40-year-old mother of two made the team, the cheerleading team called the Saint-Satians. Christy Lewis hadn't done splits and kicks since high school, and others who tried out were in their late teens and 20s. She says she's surprised and thought success was a real long shot. That's the World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.